like on the fourth down, Gus said a run pass option.
Yeah, you know, it was, you know, kind of figured, knew that that was what they were going to do when, you know, kind of called a got to have a situation. They were big, you know, bring the house team. You know, so we just got to execute, whether it's, you know, I should have done something differently or whatever. You know, it's fourth and one, you need a yard, fourth and two or whatever. You just got to get it. If you don't, you lose, I guess.
What were they doing to keep Allen Robinson under control during the game?
Not a whole lot. I mean, they played a lot of cover two, which makes it hard for your ex to ever get open. But I missed him on a couple throws. And then, you know, I think the more we got rolling and were able to do stuff in the second half, he got a little bit more involved. Obviously, but, you know, it's hard, you know, to get your single receiver open. You know, when they're playing cover two, you got to do some different things and stuff like that, which, you know, we had planned for him to move him around and do some different stuff. You know, so missed some throws to him, but you know, I thought he came back well and didn't get down and had a good second half.
Is there anything that feels good about the W?
Nah.
Julius touchdown pass, is that a magic he'll take all day?
Yeah, I mean, he's a mismatch nightmare. You talk about it all the time. Anytime you really have a hard time guarding him because you got to put a linebacker safety on him, and he's faster. You put a corner on him, and he's bigger. So, you know, anytime they're going to leave him one-on-one, it's, you know, pretty equivalent to leaving A-Rob one-on-one.
Gus went for a couple fourth downs and went fourth and inches.
Yeah, it was good. You know, he had said early in the week that he wanted to be aggressive, and you know, obviously showed that in some of the calls. He allowed us to go out there and stay on the field, and I thought the guys did a good job of, you know, those got to have situations up until the last one. Did a good job of staying on the field.
No, that's
sort of a peek into how
this offense. Sorry. That's all right. I know wins matter and all that stuff, but can you look at this and find progress from based on where the franchise has been?
Yeah. You know, as far as saying if we had played them last year, they'd beat us, you know, 28-14, and the year before that, they might have beat us 48-0. I don't know. You know, I think we feel like we have a team here that has the ability to be successful. Gus and David Schott have put all the pieces in place, and it's time for us to go play. And we expect to be the best team on the field every time we get on it. And they're obviously a good team with a good quarterback that's had a lot of success. And, you know, we believe that, you know, no matter who we're playing, it doesn't matter. It's about us, and we should win.
Is there anything about – do we get a peek at the mentality of this offense today, early in the second quarter, fourth and five midfield? You go for it, that's certainly not the norm. Is that what this team is
going to
be?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Gus has his reasons for doing what he does, but I think it's kind of cool to have, you know, see him have that confidence in us and believe in us. And then obviously we believe in ourselves and believe, you know, I think we can stay on the field on 4th and 15 and get it. And our offense kind of has that same mindset that, you know, leave us out here, we'll convert and keep the chains moving.